Tyler Brown leads an inexperienced running back core heading into the season at Iowa State. The redshirt sophomore from Lakeland, Florida, is at the top of the depth chart after getting 24 carries in 2014.
Really get out here, get ready to go. Just try to embrace it all, try to learn the game so you can like slow it down so it becomes easier to you, and really just get the other guys going and stuff. But I think we're all ready to go and ready to get going right now.
Brown says an inexperienced offensive line should help the Cyclones improve a ground game that averaged over 124 yards per game and ranked ninth in the Big 12 Conference. His focus right now is on making big plays while limiting mistakes.
Don't worry about mistakes. Just take it all at one play at a time. Just worry about the good things and what you can do to perfect yourself. That's the way we've been taught. So, and that's the only mentality I know right now.
Brown says while the game is the game experience that he received was limited, he says he feels like a veteran with this being his third year in the program.
I didn't really get much in the game, but at practice and stuff like that. But so I'm ready to go personally, and I don't think it's really going to affect much more. But the reps I did get in the games, those helped me understand the game a lot more and like how what to expect on this kind of level.
Cyclones open up the season at home on September 5th against Northern Iowa. Michigan State linebacker Ed Davis is out for the season after injuring his knee in practice on Wednesday. The school says Davis will need surgery. Davis, a fifth-year senior, has 11 sacks in 40 career games for the Spartans. He was an honorable mention All-Big Ten selection last season. Coach Mark D'Antonio says Davis's presence in the lineup will be missed, but he will still have an important role on the team, and he may be able to qualify for a sixth year of eligibility. In NFL news, Chiefs running back Jamaal Charles sounded off on the ineptness of his offensive line last season following Wednesday's practice at Missouri Western State University. Rarely one to speak out, the Pro Bowler acknowledged the hodgepodge of players the Chiefs had blocked for him was a big reason why he was less productive last season. It was also a big reason why he was banged up almost the entire way. Kansas City lost starting guard Jeff Allen to a season-ending injury in week one and then had to make do with fill-ins Mike McGlynn and Jeff Linkenbach the rest of the way. Not only is Allen back in the mix, but the Chiefs traded for Pro Bowl offensive guard Ben Grubbs in the offseason, much to the delight of Charles. A federal judge put the NFL on the defensive over its four-game suspension of New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady during an open court session. Judge Richard Berman demanded to know from the league's attorney what evidence directly links Brady to deflating footballs and belittling the drama of the controversy. Daniel Nash responded that there was considerable evidence that Mr. Brady clearly knew about this, including records of text messages and phone calls in the scandal that is known as Deflategate. But he also said there was no smoking gun, showing Brady had direct knowledge that the balls were deflated during the AFC Championship game against Indianapolis. Berman is meeting with the parties in closed-door sessions in hopes of reaching a settlement. The NFL sued 2 weeks ago, asking for Berman to declare that its punishment to Brady was properly carried out. The players' union countersued, asking him to nullify the suspension. The judge has signaled from the start that he wants the parties to reach a swift settlement. On his third team in four seasons, Bills quarterback Matt Cassel's confidence remains unshaken in the 10-year veteran's bid to finally establish himself as an NFL starter. Although new Bills coach Rex Ryan has yet to name a starter formally, Cassel has been getting the majority of snaps in practice in his competition with E.J. Manuel and career backup Tyrod Taylor. Speaking of the Bills, they've claimed linebacker I.K. Enumpali off waivers just a day after he was dropped by the Jets for sucker-punching their quarterback Geno Smith in the jaw. Smith is expected to be out 6 to 10 weeks following that locker room fight. In baseball, Yadier Molina tripled in the go-ahead run in the sixth inning when right fielder Gregory Polanco missed an attempted shoe-top catch and Michael Wacha picked up his 14th win to tie for the Major League high as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-2 last night. The game didn't live up to the anticipated marquee pitching matchup between Wacha and Garrett Cole, both of whom were gone by the seventh inning. Seattle's Felix Hernandez also has 14 wins along with those two. St. Louis gift-wrapped a run, too, when center fielder Randall Grichuk badly misplayed an attempted diving catch on Andrew McCutchen's RBI triple that tied the game at 2-2 in the fifth. Grichuk landed early and bounced as the ball rolled past him to the wall. Kevin Segrist worked two perfect innings, and Trevor Rosenthal finished to pick up his 35th save for St. Louis. Ian Kinsler doubled home two runs, and the Detroit Tigers batted around in a four-run eighth inning to defeat the Kansas City Royals 7-4 last night. That loss snapped the Royals' eight-game home winning streak, their longest since winning their first 11 games in 2003 at Kauffman Stadium. Royals right-hander Edinson Volquez had retired 13 straight batters entering the eighth. Volquez, who had given up three or fewer runs in his previous seven starts, was charged with six runs, five earned on eight hits over seven-plus innings. Elsewhere around the league, there have been just two no-hitters thrown by Japanese-born pitchers against American League teams, and the Baltimore Orioles were the victims each time. The latest has been authored by Seattle's Hisashi Iwakuma, who did it in a 3-0 victory over the Birds yesterday. Iwakuma received help from teammates Robinson Cano, Kyle Seager, and Austin Jackson, each of whom made fine defensive plays in the first American League no-hitter in 3 years. Franklin Gutierrez and Jesus Sucre sandwiched RBI doubles around Cano's run-scoring single to put the Mariners up 3-0 by the fourth inning. It's the fifth no-no in Mariners history and the first since Felix Hernandez fired a perfect game against the Rays on August 15th of 2012. Hideo Nomo is the only other Japanese-born pitcher to toss a Major League no-hitter, doing it for the Dodgers against the Rockies in 1996 before he silenced the Orioles for the Red Sox in 2001. Meanwhile, there's a new leader in the American League East after the Toronto Blue Jays picked up their 10th consecutive win. Chris Colabello and Justin Smoke each belted three-run homers, and Josh Donaldson collected two RBIs as the Jays crushed Oakland 10-3. R.A. Dickey won his fourth straight decision and helped Toronto become the first American League team since the 1977 Royals to post more than one double-digit winning streak in the same season. The Jays also won 11 in a row earlier this season. Toronto now enjoys a half-game lead over the New York Yankees, who won a five-game losing streak after falling 2-1 at Cleveland. The Yankees have scored just 9 runs in their last 7 games after getting 90 in their previous 10 contests. Also in baseball, Jacob DeGrom lowered his ERA to 2.03 by holding Colorado to 2 hits and striking out 10 over 7 innings in the Mets' 10th victory in 12 games, a 3-0 win over the Rockies. Clayton Kershaw was brilliant in the Dodgers' 3-0 shutout of the Nationals, allowing 3 hits and no walks and striking out 8 in 8 innings. Colby Rasmus and Scott Feldman helped the Astros earn a 2-0 win over the Giants in San Francisco. Also, the White Sox completed a 3-game sweep of the Angels, dropping Los Angeles 2 games back of the AL West-leading Astros. Abisail Garcia lined an RBI double in the bottom of the 13th inning to complete the White Sox 3-2 win over the Angels. The Chicago Cubs picked up their 6th consecutive win by beating Milwaukee 3-2 on Miguel Montero's walk-off homer in the 10th inning. Chris Bryant also smacked a solo shot for the Cubs, who were up 2-1 in the ninth until Hector Rondon uncorked a wild pitch that scored Ryan Braun. The Cubs are 4.5 games ahead of the Giants for the second National League wild card, and now just a game and a half back of Pittsburgh for the first wild card. Also yesterday, it was Minnesota 11-1 over Texas, Tampa Bay a 9-6 winner over Atlanta. Also, it was the Marlins beating the Boston Red Sox 14-6, the Cincinnati Reds a 7-3 winner over San Diego, and Philadelphia 7-6. They defeat the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.